Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, here today with Chris Kelly from the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, we've got a big week. We're going to talk music in just a moment, but it's such a busy few weeks. We need to talk about something that's coming up, and it's important that folks get out and vote.
Absolutely.
And more importantly, it's important that folks get out and vote and know who they're voting for and what it's all about.
Absolutely.
We've got a couple of public forums coming up.
Yeah, so in the interest of making sure people are informed for voting, you know, if you're driving around town, you see campaign signs everywhere. One of the big races that is going to be very influential for the state of Louisiana is the 5th District U.S. Congress House of Representatives race. So this coming Friday, the 24th of April, here at ULM at Bayou Point, KEDM is partnered with the Chamber and the Monroe Chamber of Commerce to present a 5th District Meet the Candidates Forum.
We'll be at ULM. ULM's graciously helping us out with the forum as well.
Right.
And we're going to come out. I got to write the questions. I got to get to work. We
got
to find out about all the candidates. And
sure.
It's a public forum. You can come out, listen. It's free.
Right.
And then hopefully after about an hour or so, you're going to know more about the candidates and be a better informed voter when you go out and vote for the 5th District race.
And that's why we joined together, the Chamber and KEDM and our other media partners, to make sure that quality information gets out into the public. There are 13 candidates for U.S. House of Representatives for the 5th District, five Democratic candidates. And the rest are Republicans, and this is a closed primary. So there's lots of new information out there. We want voters to be informed. You guys do a brilliant job of streaming it. You can listen to it on the radio. Our other media partners will have it streaming as well. So if you can't be in person, which we encourage people to come in person, that way they can physically meet the candidates. That's the whole point. You can access the information online. And then even follow up with it later.
So that's the 24th ULM Bayou Point Event Center right on the bayou.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right. Now, we're going to shift gears, go to West Monroe.
Right.
On the 27th. We'll be at the Edgewood facility.
Yeah. So if you don't know Edgewood facility, it's right next to West Monroe High School's auditorium. And we will be hosting Meet the Candidates again, but this time for West Monroe Mayor's Race. The Mayor's Race has two candidates, Don Nance and the current mayor, Mayor Stacey Albritton Mitchell. And we'll be, again, open to the public starting at 6 p.m. With our partners at KEDM. So this is our chance to hear what the two candidates for mayor have to say, what their plans are. We invite people to listen online, stream, or encourage them to come in person. And again, the whole point, meet the candidates, be an informed voter for that upcoming election.
All right. So you got chances to meet the candidates and then chances to listen.
That's right.
All right. Let's shift gears for a minute.
Yeah.
The weather's nice.
The weather's lovely.
And I like the music. You've got the Brown Bag Concert Series returning to West Monroe. Tell me what's going
on. We're very fortunate to bring the May and September Brown Bag Series to the public. And so we've announced our lineup. We have new artists coming. One of the things I love is we partner with Music City Studios, and Scott Frick is really brilliant at finding young talent to bring to the stage.
Oh, yeah. Scott's not going to bring any junk.
No.
He's going to bring the good stuff.
He does.
All right. Tell me about Tammy Martin, May the 6th.
Yeah. So we're kicking off the series with a young performer. She's kind of new to us, but she's been playing music in our area for a while. I'm really encouraged by the entire lineup. There's four Wednesdays in May, and so each Wednesday at noon at the Pavilion on 7th Square, we have someone different for you.
Says she does folk, rock, and country. You've got May the 13th, Alyssa Freeman.
Yeah, she's also new to the stage, and I'm really excited about bringing these young artists with a fresh voice. And local artists, too.
And she has a new hit single called Tennessee.
Yeah.
I guess if you're country, I don't care where you're a country artist, even that guy from Australia, eventually you got to end up in Nashville,
Tennessee. That's right. It is music mecca. And our community, blues and country is our roots. And so we always access those kind of artist strongly.
Austin George has a cool mustache. I know that's why you picked him, right?
It is. Yeah, that was a check mark on the box. No, we're always looking for diversity of artists, and Austin comes to us in the third Wednesday of the Brown Bag Series in May. We're excited to have, again, we haven't hosted him before.
He's going to do the folk, the country, and the bluegrass.
Yeah, a little bit of mix. And we close the series in May with Alice Prophet. You know, Alice has been singing for years, you know, and we've had her several times in the past. And it's always no seats left at that concert because she has such a wonderful following.
She's performed in Carnegie Hall.
She has.
Carnegie Hall. That's the way they say
right,
it.
Right, right. So someone that's been performing for, out of respect for her, many years.
Yeah. I didn't say it, Alice.
And that's all right. And all throughout the nation, bringing their talent to our community. And they're all brilliant at what they do. We love giving voice to that Brown Bag Concert Series. You can find all that information on KDM. We'll post it on your events calendar, or you can go to our website, West Monroe Chamber, look under events for the entire description of Brown Bag Concert Series.
So this is Wednesdays in the month of May, right?
That's right. Wednesdays in the month of May at the Pavilion on 7th Square. We provide chairs and everything. It's shaded. There's, you know, it's a great relaxing time. It's an hour out of your day, but I think it's really good for your brain to pause. Here's some good local musicians and reflect on the spring before it's summer.
For the non-West Monroe people, that's right by West Monroe High School.
That's
look
right.
Under the big water tower and you'll find it all there in West Monroe. Farmers Market and the big water tower.
That's
you'll
right.
be in the right vicinity.
That's right.
So the Pavilion at 7th Square. And you've got some lunch specials, or you can bring your lunch and eat, right?
Either bring your lunch, or Nukes has partnered with us again for a $6 brown bag lunch. My God, you can't find $6 lunch anywhere in anymore. So it's a fun time. There's free beverages. There's door prizes even because we have just such generous sponsors.
This is coming up in May, and again, the forum dates, Chris.
Yeah, so Friday, April 24th for the 5th District U.S. House of Representatives, Meet the Candidates, and Monday, April 27th, for the West Monroe Mayor's Race Meet the Candidates Forum.
It's Chris Kelly from the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. And again, to find out more about the forums, head to our website, kedm.org. Don't forget, we'll carry them live on KEDM. They'll be streamed and they'll be on our TV partners as well. And we encourage you to come out and meet the candidates and then stick around afterwards because you can really get to go to them and find out a little more about them. That's all coming up this next few weeks. And we appreciate you watching Lanyap. Be sure and like and subscribe to our videos. And more importantly, share them with your friends. This has been Lanyap from KEDM Public Radio.